Peter Kinnegill's in possession. They're bearing down a goal. Is this going to win it? And it's fisted over the crossbar.
Yeah, Brian Dubber.
Fisted over the crossbar by Brian Dubber. Leonard Kinnegill's are stretching out to 12 points to 10.
Time's up, Dermot.
And Leonard Kinnegill's could be on their way to a first ever Junior A title here, Gary.
That's going to go mental here, Dermot. They've never won an adult senior title before. This could be the first one. That's it.
There it is. It's all over. Ronan Freenas have been awarded man of the match. But more importantly, Leonard Kinnegill's have won their first ever Donegal Junior A championship title. They have done so in such impressive style, Gary, because remember they were trailing at half time by 7-4. Before that they were trailing by 7-2, but a rip roaring hugely impressive second half performance has guided them to a famous victory, and credit to them, they've won by 2 points in the end.
There'll not be a cow multi but the glebe for a week. Jeremy's other one, absolutely huge, and I'm sure, you know, delighted for the likes of yourself too, who was there from the start when Letterkenny Gales started up as a club here, the second club in Letterkenny. So suppose for the likes of those men who founded the club, it took a long time coming, you know, but by God, as I said at the start, if you keep battering on the door will eventually fall down. At half time, it didn't look good for them. You know, there were 2 points down at half time, but the game was even slipping away from them during the first half. They were 5 points down, 7-2 at one stage, and they kept on the coattail. They kept hanging in, and they made sure they were stayed in the game. That's all they did, stay in the game. They made the changes, in fairness to the management team. They made two changes during the first half. They made another change at halftime. They weren't afraid to make the changes, you know, and it has to be admired. And they came out in the second half, and that third quarter where they pulled the level on the 45th minute, that man Ronan Frayne, man of the match, absolutely fantastic, up, down, caused Cairn Donagh serious problems, asked questions of them all day. Conor McBurdy came into the game in the second half. There, I mentioned the two of them at the start. They're the two boys stepped up. They're the big players who stepped up the second half. You can imagine the dressing room at half time. They probably knew themselves that the two of them, you know, Frayne had certainly done a wee bit more, but McBurdy probably knows he's the man in there that gets the scores, and he probably grabbed the game by the scruff of the neck and possibly even grabbed the dressing room in there as well. He's a man of massive experience. You know, to come back, and they went ahead for the first time in the 48th minute from Conor McBurdy, 9-8, and they never relinquished the lead in the last 10 minutes after that there. You know, they've pulled out a lot of stops, so they have. I even heard that Eamon McGee in for a training session with them and a bit of a talk, so they had in the build up to this final. They've done a lot of things. They've went down a lot of roads. They've tried everything to get over the line, Jared, and they've got over the line today. And listen, from a personal point of view, I'm probably delighted for them, because I know a lot of those lads. I've coached a lot of them coming through the college, and there's a lot of good lads out there.
Yes, and as well as that, this win today wasn't built on this season, just Gary. This is a long program. Their underage setup at Letterkenny Gales has been so impressive and gets better year by year. Credit to all those coaches, the volunteers behind the scenes, the club members who do their bit on, you know, week in, week out. But Letterkenny Gales, you got to hand it to them. 25 years ago, last year they celebrated their 25th anniversary, their formation formed in 1996. So a year later, they've managed to deliver their first county title at adult level. So credit where credit's due, thoroughly deserving, Gary.
Yeah, and as well, Jeremy, now they're up to intermediate football next year, and they've managed to stay in Division 2, which, you know, from listening to them was massive. So was that they stayed in Division 2, that they stayed out of that junior league, because playing intermediate football, and you felt that showed a lot in the third quarter today, and particularly in the second half. Cairn Donagh a wee bit of sloppiness at times, and Gales punished them, you know, whereas Cairn Donagh weren't that sloppy in the first half. But we have to give massive credit to Cairn Donagh here as well. You know, they did not play like a Division 4 team, and definitely not during the first half. I thought they were brilliant in the first half.
Yep.
The third quarter's where the game slipped away from them, and in fairness to them, they stepped up massively late on in the last five minutes, where they got two more scores on the board, you know, and credit where credit's due. They made a hell of a game, and they made it a real spectacle, Jamie, for me as a neutral, and for all the neutrals. absolutely fantastic crowd here. And you know, and there's one cup in Letterkenny after the weekend that we've had Dermot. You know, and those boys will enjoy nothing than going up and going down the main street of Letterkenny town this evening with the Junior A.
Yep, and Gary, credit to Cardona, as you say, and those are nice words, because Cardona are a proud club, Gary, and I'll tell you what, they never make it easy for you when you go down there to Cardona to take them on, but they're always so welcoming, and they played their part today in what's been a fantastic final. Conor Brown, the Letterkenny Gaels captain, has been called forward to pick up the cup. Ronan Freeman has just been awarded the Man of the Match award.
Yeah, it was my Man of the Match. John McGinniff came to me afterwards. You know, I just thought he deserved the game. You know, yeah. he deserved the title off Man of the Match. I thought he was the man that really tried to make sure they stayed in the game in the first half, and he carried the threat to them, and they created the goal chance. And they had, as I said to you, three goal chances in the second half. They didn't take them, Jeremy. But they got a point. Remember, Sean McDonagh got that point off them as well, off one of those goal chances. You know, I think, Jared, they're going to Ulster. You know, they're a seasoned team. They've been around knocking the door so long that they'll enjoy this here, and they'll have a couple of weeks before they go into Ulster. I think they'll be good representatives for Donegal and Ulster. I think it's the Armagh champions, Derry Noose, I think it is, possibly away. You know, they'll enjoy the next couple of days, and then they'll probably settle down and focus on that there. But listen, yeah, you know, it's massive for their club, you know, and it's absolutely massive for Letterkenny Gaels, and suppose to win it in Letterkenny, and you know, and to win it in their town rival St Junans as well, I suppose makes it a wee bit sweeter for them.
Well, listen, Conor Brown is going to be presented with the cup here by the club county chairman Mick McGrath, and that perhaps is the best chance for us now to head back to the studio. My thanks to Gary for his assistance on match commentary this afternoon. Well done to Letterkenny Gaels then. They've defeated Cardona in this Junior A decider. It's finished Letterkenny Gaels 12 points, Cardona 10 points. Back to the studio.